Devotional.
Welcome to the Daily Devotional today. It is great that you have made that decision to tune in. And we're looking at agape love in this current series. And I come to part two of the message that I brought on Thursday. And I believe that was part 27. And we're looking at 1 John, the fourth chapter. And from verse 9 it says this: God showed how much he loved us by sending his one and only Son into the world so that we might have eternal life through him. This is real love. Not that we love God, but that he loved us and sent his Son as a sacrifice to take away our sins. Dear friends, since God loved us that much, we surely ought to love each other. No one has ever seen God. But if we love each other, God lives in us, and his love is brought to full expression in us. Beloved, when we think about loving one another, it sounds really daunting. Because you see, I fail at that. I fail abysmally at that. I don't have the answers. I don't have all the answers to all the myriad of questions that one has in one's brain regarding this particular subject. All I know is, it's what we've got to do. You cannot complicate this. You cannot allow theologians to complicate this. You can't allow them to say stuff like, well, it depends, and also it depends on so many different factors, and blah, 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 blah. You cannot, because it is not complicated. You see, I believe this. When Jesus came on this earth, and he began to bring his message was so radical. That is why the disciples found it so difficult to understand, because it was radical. But as soon as they were imbued with the Holy Spirit, it all fell into place. On that day of Pentecost, when 120 were gathered together in that upper room, and what looked like tongues of fire descended on their heads, and there was a sound of a mighty rushing wind, Acts, the second chapter tells us. And they were irrevocably changed. They were totally and utterly changed from glory into glory. They became different people right there, right then, because they were baptized in the Holy Spirit and their lives changed completely. You can see that from the wisdom that was coming from Peter. Peter was a rough and ready fisherman. No tact with Peter. No wisdom in Peter. Just read Acts chapter 3 and Acts chapter 4. You'll see the wisdom that is pouring from Peter's lips, especially when he's before the council in Jerusalem. And they must have thought, we've just got rid of one, and here's another. Oh no. The gospel, beloved, is not complicated. Don't ever anyone ever tell you that it is, because it is not. I've heard many people say, oh, the Bible is just an allegory. Is it? Really? It's an allegory, is it? Mm-hmm. Jolly good. Well, what is written in the Holy Scripture is what I believe. Simple as that. John is saying this: dear friends, since God loved us that much, we surely ought to love each other. John's saying it's not rocket science. Why do you think God loves us like this? So that we would love each other. You imagine for a moment, just imagine, stop and think and imagine just for a second what this world will be like if we all loved each other. There'd be no terrorist threats. There would be no terrorists. There would be no wars. There would be no arguments between heads of states of different countries. If we loved each other the way Jesus commanded us to love each other. Can you imagine this world? Can you imagine what that would be like? Just think about it for a second. You're driving your car, and suddenly someone hits you up the backside. And they get out and say, "Look, I'm so sorry. I didn't mean it. But let me just tell you this, I love you." And you were to say to them, "It's fine. Honestly, we'll sort this out. And by the way, I love you too." Just imagine a life where there is love and nothing but love. Just imagine that sort of a world. Do you want to see that sort of world? Would you love to live in that sort of world? Well, right now, I am painting a perfect picture of heaven, of where we live, where our home really is. Our home's not here. We're only here for a little while. I'm painting a picture of what our home really is and what it's really like. No arguments, no disagreements, just loving one another, just worshiping God in spirit and in truth, being able to be in that worship choir whenever you want to be able to see Jesus whenever you want to be able to worship the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords 24 hours a day if you want to, because there won't be time to sleep up in glory. There will be no time. We'll be too busy worshiping. We'll be too busy loving each other. We'll be too busy looking at each other and admiring each other and saying, "Haven't you done well?" And meeting new friends and meeting old friends. Dear friends, since God loved us that much, we surely ought to love each other whilst we are here on this earth. Whilst we're down here, we could begin to experience a little tiny taste of heaven. How? By loving each other. By stopping conflict. By stopping arguments. By looking at those in our vicinity and those in our family, and instead of arguing and fighting and backbiting and backstabbing, we could love. And we could say, "I love you, and I will always love you, and that will never change." Because this is real love. This is agape love. This is unconditional love that I'm pouring onto you today. No one has ever seen God. But if we love each other, God lives in us, and His love is brought to full expression in us. Listen, that simply means this. If you are loving, if you are understanding God's love, if you are allowing yourself to be a channel for God's love, if you are allowing God to pour His love into your life, if you say yes to that, then what you are doing is you are allowing God to express Himself fully in you, because He lives in you. so that as you talk to somebody else, what they see are the eyes of Jesus. They sense the eyes of Jesus, and they sense His Spirit all over you. Why? Because you're loving in reality. You're not loving in pretense, but you're loving in reality. How many times has someone come up to you and said, "Oh, you look wonderful today. I really love you." And you know they don't. You absolutely know they don't. And the reason you know they don't is because you sense it. Beloved, when someone really loves you, you know it. You sense it. You see it. You feel it. You sense it. Say, "You sense it." Say, "I sense it." You do. You sense it. You're aware if someone loves you because you can feel it. It's almost palpable. It's almost tangible. You can feel it so much. But when they don't, you can sense and feel that too. As I'm saying, can you imagine this world? Can you imagine if everyone you walked up to in church on Sunday, you could honestly say, hand on heart, "I love you," and you could mean it? How would your church community change? Let's just take your church just for a moment. If you go to a church, or if you've been to a church, just imagine this. There you are in your church community, and every single one of you loves every single one of you. And that church is full of heart unity. There will be no pushing yourself forward. There would be no, "I need to get on the worship team because I need to be seen." There would be no egos on view. There would be no one saying, "I need to preach because I want to show how good I am." Oh no. That church will be full of heart unity. And I tell you this, if heart unity comes into the church, we are going to see a touch of heaven here on earth. We are going to witness a touch of heaven here on earth. And if it begins in our churches, then I know it will be going out to the neighborhood. All of that love, all of that tenderness. And I can tell you, if you go out into your neighborhood and you take love with you, and you put that love on display as you begin to love on people when you meet them, in your community, in your neighborhood, many people, and I say this strongly, beloved, listen to me today. Many people, say many, many people will get to know about the Lord Jesus Christ. Many people will want to know Jesus. Why will they want to know? Because they are seeing Jesus in action through you. Many people, you will be life-changing. You will change lives. And I know this word is hitting you right in the heart. I know it like I know it. This word is hitting you right in your heart. Because you're beginning to see what God's plan for your life really is. And I want you to spend this time now giving Him the glory, giving Him the praise and the honor that He so desperately wants you to do. And then say, "Yes, Lord, pour Your love into my life." And I just want you to simply say those words now. "Yes, Lord, pour Your love into my life." Say that now. "Yes, Lord, pour Your love into my life." Say it one more time. "Yes, Lord, pour Your love into my life." In the name of Jesus, amen.